Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Mary. Very busy morning again. And I guess top of the pile this morning, the Shelburne women's football team beating Athlone Town 6-1 to win the Sports Direct FAI Cup final. The game pretty much over as a contest at halftime. Winners scoring all six of their goals in that first half. Kate Mooney, Noelle Murray score two each. Jess Gargan, Leah Doyle also on target there. So no league and cup double for Athlone Town, who've had an absolutely brilliant season. But just one of those days for them just didn't happen. Let's hear from Kate Mooney, who scored two of those goals. She began her career at Shelburne as a kid before going on to play for Dealer Waves, Piemont, and then a move to Scotland. She's been telling Shane Dawson how good it was to be back.
It feels amazing. Oh my God. I actually can't describe how I'm feeling. It's just amazing. To be back when I was 17, 18, I wasn't even in the squads at Shelburne, to now be playing, starting, scoring. It's just amazing to do it with this club, and yeah, I'm so happy.
Does it make that bit more special, as you mentioned, coming up through the ranks at Shells, and now you've not come full circle, you've still a lot of years left in your career, but to come back and actually win a cup.
Yeah, like growing up with this team since I was 12, I signed, and to just be able to do it and come back home to this team, like this is where I would call home, and yeah, just this club is amazing. It means so much to me, and it's where I learned everything, like from the likes of Gordo and stuff like that. He was my manager all through the ranks. So yeah, to be able to do it on a day like this, it was just amazing.
Yeah, more from them a little bit later on. Two games in the Premier League. Manchester City left it late to beat Wolves 2-1. The winner coming 5 minutes into injury time. John Stones with that goal. It was eventually awarded after a lengthy VAR review. So Bernardo Silva was stood in an offside position in front of the Wolves goalkeeper, but he was crouched down, so he was deemed not to be interfering with play. Liverpool top of the standings though, 2-1 win over Chelsea, and it's an 11th win for new manager Arne Slot in 12 games.
The most important thing, if you want to have a chance of winning a game like this against a very strong Chelsea, is that you work so hard as we did. So the way we threw ourselves in front of the ball, first half good, second half Dominic, is also what you need against such a strong team. And in the meantime, we created, I think, a few very good chances and were, in my opinion at least, but maybe I'm a bit biased, a bit unlucky with some decisions being made.
In cycling, Lara Gillespie claimed a bronze medal in the points race at the Track Cycling World Championships in Denmark. Absolutely brilliant performance from her in the velodrome. The local rider Julie Leth won the gold and 43 points. Silver to Belgium's Lottie Kupka, 40 points there. And then Lara was third in 39 points. And it's been a season of near misses for her, and she was just delighted to get over the line.
Oh, it feels phenomenal, really. I'm quite relieved, to be honest, to be coming home with something, because I knew it was coming all week. I've raced for 4 or 5 days in a row now, so it is a sense of relief, but I'm just so proud for us as a small team and for Ireland to finally win something this year. At the beginning of the year, I came back with 3 fourth places at European champs, and I think then you're not even bringing anything home, and like you know that you have the legs, to, you're just getting better and better each time. So yeah, it's really, really nice, and I think it can only get better from here.
Now, it was another action-packed weekend in the club championships around the country. One of the most dramatic came in Dublin, the football decider. Coola came from behind to beat the 2024 All-Ireland club finalist Kilmacud Crokes by a point. Owen Kennedy with a late goal there in injury time to secure that win. There's a man in my parish, I'm sure he's very happy this morning. Well done to Des Cal and all the crew there. In Tipperary, another piece of history for Loughmore Castellini. They claim their third hurling and football double. Yesterday, they secured the football title, and Noel McGrath has been talking to Pádraig Lodge about the run the club is on at the moment.
You give the most to every game that you're playing, whether it's hurling, football. You just give everything you have, and our aim at the start of the year is to win 2 trophies. We actually won 3 in the last week. Our juniors won the county final yesterday as well. So like, there's probably 40, 45 lads after winning a county medal in the last 24 hours, and that's just unbelievable. Like, and we'll enjoy them now tonight, we'll enjoy it tomorrow, and we'll knuckle down then and get our heads around Munster then again after that.
You've 2 Munster championships coming up. How far do you think you can go?
look, we'll sit down and look at Munster now in the next 3 or 4 days. We're an ambitious group of players. We'll be coming up against top quality teams in both hurling and football. We don't know who we're playing in either of them yet, but when it comes around, we'll be prepared. We'll give both of them the due respect that they deserve, but we'll be prepared and we'll be going to put in performances and to carry on in as best we can. You're coming up against county champions from other counties who are very, very good teams in both hurling and football, but we'll be well equipped, we'll prepare ourselves and we'll give it a rattle.
A full rundown of all the club action on the RTÉ Sport website. Leinster's Kieran Frawley has emerged as an injury doubt for the forthcoming November Internationals. He came off injured with an ankle problem 16 minutes into the win over Connacht on Saturday. The Irish squad due to be announced on Wednesday. Conor Purcell birdied 3 of the last 4 holes to secure his second win of the season on the Challenge Tour in China. That win secures a full tour card on the main DP World Tour next season. He had a birdie hat-trick from the 15th to the 17th. That helped him to a 67, which gave him a 4-shot win. And finally, Ferrari's Charles Leclerc won the United States Grand Prix. Red Bull's Max Verstappen continues to lead the driver's title. He took 3rd place just ahead of his championship rival, Lando Norris of McLaren.